safely to market. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Mattis.
And the rule was put together by the Department of Transportation. They were thinking on the broader trucking industry and really not about the flexibility that's needed with hauling live animals.
Well, before another federal mandate is due to take effect in mid-December, Farm Bureau, along with several other national ag organizations, have petitioned the Department of Transportation for an exemption to the new rule that requires all truck drivers to have the electronic logging devices installed, or ELDs. Farm Bureau's Andrew Wamsley says there needs to be more time to consider the rule because of the unique circumstances for drivers that haul livestock.
Our concerns are hauling live animals because they're just unique. They're not a box of TVs that you can pull over in the Walmart parking lot. You're talking about live creatures, and you got to keep that trailer moving for airflow, and we just need to have some flexibility for those haulers to make sure we can get our animals in a safe and humane way to their destination.
Now, the Livestock Marketing Association is also part of the group seeking an exemption to the rule for haulers of livestock, aquaculture, and insects. They say the new mandate from the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration needs more consideration of these special drivers. LMA General Counsel Jarrah Settles.
Livestock haulers are special people. They're not just charged with the safety of themselves, but they also have to be aware of animal welfare concerns for the animals that they're hauling, and just as importantly, if not more importantly, the safety of every motorist on the road around them. These folks are very aware of those safety concerns and just want to be at the table and be able to have those conversations to make sure that there are flexibilities that are common sense and increase and maintain that kind of safety.
The new federal mandate for ELD devices is set to take effect on December the 18th, and the comment period for exemptions to the Department of Transportation is open to the end of November. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.